What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Recruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sports lives here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. The home of the Eastern Conference champion Miami Heat. The Eastern Conference champion Florida Panthers. The Miami Hurricanes. And Inter Miami.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
And Odyssey Station.
Some nice cruising music right there from Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. Trying to have a nice, easy, predictable cruising weekend. Hurricanes, no problems. Dolphins, no problems. Messi and Inter Miami, no problems. And we're already kind of gotten off the rails a little bit. Sandy Alcantara just announced going to be shut down next season. Has Tommy John's
that
surgery.
That is your breaking news right now of the hour, I like to say.
Can't have nothing nice, man. Had a great season. Got to the playoffs. First winning season as the Miami Marlins. And then 2 days later, we get slapped with that. Okay. Well, at least probably we'll get Max Meyer back. See how that goes.
Who?
You'll see. You'll see about Max Meyer.
By the way, Warren's ever Werewolf of London, all-time happy hour song.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
One of the greatest songs. It also, if you play it at happy hour, everyone loves you.
Oh, man. I love everybody during happy hour. Speaking of happy hour, stopped by Jensen's Liquor Store earlier.
Ooh.
My man, Manny, hooked it up. It's going to be a nice little Friday night when we get off the air. They got an orchestra playing downstairs at the performance space.
Say what?
Might have to wolf down a Crazy Stallion or a Mangorita and listen to some, take some culture in afterwards.
I'm good on that one.
Post-show rap. That'll be the rap party. Let's get to the headlines. The Dolphins have traded for the Bears receiver Chase Claypool. Chicago will receive a 2025 sixth-round pick and give Miami a 2025 seventh-round pick. In other receiver news, Tyreek Hill has been fined by the NFL $7,000 for not wearing socks in the Broncos game.
Comes the fashion police.
I know, man. Thanks, guys. Miami plays the Giants this Sunday at 1. Miami, let's say, just cruises. Take care of business. Just win the game. I got them winning. Well, we're going to get to predictions later. So
we'll get to that. You might take thing. Hold on to the Giants anyways.
Tyler Van Dyke has earned a top 25 spot on the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards list. The Hurricanes, they host Georgia Tech tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Once again, let's cruise. Let's just cruise. Get that first ACC win. Everybody's still feeling good. Everyone, Cam Kitchens is coming back. Let's cruise.
Let's go. Cam's back. Let's go.
Tonight, Cornell and Harvard, they're playing right now. Kind of looks like a high school game. I'm not going to lie, but, you know, whatever.
No, thanks. Is Ryan Fitzpatrick playing for Harvard right now?
No. He's played with everybody else, and maybe he can go back and get another year eligibility. I don't know. 7:30, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. I'm interested in that enough. I mean, if I have nothing else to do. And then 8 o'clock, it seems like Illinois plays every Friday. Nebraska, Illinois.
Illinois, they're just getting it ready for basketball. They're a basketball school, I guess. They're the biggest basketball school of all time anyways.
Tyler Hero brushed off rumors that the Blazers snubbed a trade with him in the offseason by saying he feels valuable as hell. The Heat's Red, White, and Pink charity game is going to be Monday at 7, $5 tickets for a good cause. Then they open the preseason against Charlotte. Nothing more meaningless than preseason NBA basketball.
Where the points don't matter, the baskets don't count. They do count, but they don't matter.
That's beautiful. No Major League Baseball games today. What? But tomorrow you got some doozies. Rangers, Orioles, 1 o'clock. I'm in.
I'm always down for baseball playoffs.
Twins, Astros, 4:45. I'm in.
Astros in 3. Say no more.
Jose Altuve, man. Big Venezuelan.
No.
Well, not big.
Alex Bregman, LSU baby.
LSU guy, man. Arizona guy, originally from Arizona.
But LSU guy.
LSU guy through and through. Braves and Phillies at 6 o'clock.
I'm down. I may have to be giving Joe Z updates on the Philly score. I'll say that for sure.
Dodgers D-backs going to be at 9:20. I'm down for that. All of them are game ones.
I'm always down for two West Coast. I always say this. If we have two West Coast teams or Central teams, we have late night baseball. I always feel it's always perfect to have.
Lionel Messi, a game time decision for tomorrow night's Inter-Miami versus FC Cincinnati game at 7:30. Rumors are also swirling that if the Herons do not make the playoffs, which is very much a likelihood, they're on the edge right now, that he'll be loaned back to FC Barcelona. We'll have to wait and see about that. Panthers defeated the Lightning 6-3 in preseason play. The two will face each other again tomorrow at 6. The Bears snapped a 14-game losing streak dating back to last season by defeating the Commanders 40-20 last night. I was happy, I think, like most people, to see Justin Fields look more like the Justin Fields we were hoping for this year. And when I say hoping, expecting, I should say.
I'm just happy that the Bears do not have a more long losing streak. I'm actually able to text my friends from Chicago. I immediately texted, are the Bears back? I was like, you said it, not me.
They looked great last night.
They did.
Commanders, I think, are better than most people think. And I love Eric Bieniemy.
They're frisky. They're good, but they're frisky.
They give your Philadelphia Eagles all they could handle.
Hey, I told everyone, don't take the Eagles and the points. I didn't trust that spread anyways.
That is the craziest division in pro football, maybe even in pro sports in America, where you have the Eagles, the Cowboys,
Giants.
Almost called them by our old team. The Commanders and the Giants.
Gigantes.
Four teams that equally hate each other. Now, I mean,
can Miami Dolphins,
we hate the Jets. I mean, we don't love the Bills, and we don't.
I'll break it down for you. Since the NFC, break the NFC East for you. We hate the Giants. Eagles fans hate the Giants. It's proximity. I've been to many Eagles-Giant games. I grew up going to the old Giant Stadium. Had people throw beer at me, especially at third grade. Say no more. That's another story for another day. Giant fans and Cowboy fans hate each other. Giant fan and Eagle fans hate each other. The Cowboys and the Washington team, they hate each other. Eagles and Giant fans, we really don't care for the team in Washington, honestly.
Okay.
They're just a placeholder because, honestly, I honestly loved when the Cardinals were in the division because, A, everyone got a free trip to Arizona every weekend, especially during the wintertime.
Oh, okay. FIU lost to New Mexico State 34-17 Wednesday, while FAU will play tomorrow at 6 against Tulsa. And legendary linebacker Dick Butkus did pass away yesterday.
RIP to the linebacker.
Man, what a great guy. Speaking of great times, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. Momo the monkey. Did you hear about this?
No, fire away.
He escaped his house earlier this week, was actually seen in the greater Indianapolis area drinking beer in the streets.
How about that, actually?
Since now been captured. You know what I say? You don't want your monkey running loose in Indianapolis.
Was he drinking a golden monkey brew?
I think it was a Bush. Momo the monkey. I want to adopt that monkey, man. Breaks out of his enclosure, drinking beer, running wild. Can't let your monkey run wild in the streets, though. You know that.
I hear you.
A West Palm Beach delivery company revealed the world's largest charcuterie board with 769 pounds of qualifying ingredients. Man.
I'm out.
You got to get real creative. And what's the sanitation on that, man? Like,
I don't trust that at all.
But I mean, I'm sure there's marshmallows and honey and all types of weird things that probably don't belong on a charcuterie board.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in that class, and I stay out of my lane in that.
Tell you, man, that charcuterie board, that's something right there.
I don't bring that on a fishing trip.
What? No. When you take a lady to a nice restaurant, she's getting that charcuterie board.
What's wrong with nachos?
Go to the bathroom for a minute, come back. I decided to order the charcuterie board. I told you I didn't want the charcuterie board. They like the options. They like that.
I'm a nacho guy for life.
The way guys eat, I want something, let's eat it. I want a steak and potato. Boom, real simple. Yes. Women like options. They like 50 different things on the
plate. Especially if you want to go somewhere like a nice place, like if you want to go to the Hard Rock. Like, what restaurant do you want to go to? There's many restaurants. Pick one. It's like you're throwing darts almost, you know?
You like options.
Too many options.
Charcuterie board with 769 pounds of charcuterie, you got options.
Too many options.
Next, Trevor, because we're going to do a little something or nothing, and you're going to decide whether it is something or nothing on Day at Night 560 WQAM.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking it back to 1984, Van Halen. Jump. Oh, wait. I thought I was working at a music station just a minute ago.
Hey, I like that, honest.
Give us a call, 305-567-0560. Caller number nine. No, I'm joking.
I like to play the hit. We got to play the hits. This is perfect sports radio intro.
Probably the greatest Van Halen song overall that's ever been made. My favorite is Finish What You Started, but that's with Sammy Hagar. I love Sammy Hagar and Van Halen.
I've been going through the music selection trying to figure out our bumper music. I cannot find any Sammy Hagar here. It's an absolute crime right now.
No Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55?
No.
Oh, man, back when
Sammy Hagar, I look it up. There's zero in here.
They got to have some Van Hagar in there, don't they?
They have Van Halen, no Hagar, no Sammy Hagar. I am not joking.
The Red Rooster?
Nothing. Love absolutely nothing. Like, if I look up Alice in Chains.
One of the greatest voices of all time, been in some of the most legendary bands and legendary songs. He sells alcohol and he hangs out with aliens. Like, we can't give that man a little bit of love?
I'm going to have to do some work. It's an absolute crime. Like, I should be arrested that we have no Sammy Hagar in this system for music, for bumper music. Well, it's an absolute crime. And by the way, his liquor's great, by the way.
Oh, is it, what was it, Cabo Wabo?
No, it's like a tequila brand, actually.
Not Cabo Wabo Tequila?
No, it's another one, actually. Oh, it's very good, by the way.
Hey, man, everything Sammy Hagar does is fantastic, man. Even him with The Circle. Nonetheless, speaking of aliens, maybe they'll make an appearance in Something or Nothing. Let's find out. Simone Biles wins her sixth Worlds All Around in Belgium. She is the most decorated gymnast of all time, and she is my girlfriend, at least in my dreams. Is that something or nothing?
Go for it. That is something. She's probably the best gymnastics person of all time.
Of all time. She's the baddest one, too. And they've had some bad ones. Nastia Lukin?
I'll take your word for
Nastia
it.
Nastia Lukin? Look her up if you don't know.
I'll do it not on the work computer.
You can do it. You can do it. But Simone Biles, baddest of the bad ones. Speaking of relationships, Travis Kelce says Taylor Swift's relationship between the two of them is not going to affect his focus. Something or nothing.
That is something. Did you hear there's a rumor that she was on the team playing to New York?
Why not?
I really think we are in Jessica Simpson, Carrie Underwood territory with Tony Romo again. But
this is bigger, man.
This is way bigger.
Travis Kelce, when you watch football on Sunday, it's on every commercial.
Yes.
Taylor Swift is everywhere all the time, omnipresent.
Can I be honest?
Man, I want them to have kids so bad.
Here's the thing. I have to put your tinfoil on. Are we trying to push these two together to knock off America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, so we have the Chiefs as the new America's team? 305-567-0560.
That's a lot of tinfoil.
Get your tinfoil. Think about it. Think about it, people.
Former LSU Tiger Jamal Adams will not be disciplined for his actions towards a concussion doctor this past Monday night.
I saw this, actually.
So he gets nailed in the head. Obviously, he's concussed.
I'm going to be honest with you. It was a dumb play by him. Stupid play, diving low and going for the legs. It's like, that's automatic concussion.
So he has a concussion, obviously. The doctor tells him, you can't go back out there. You have a concussion. He flips his wig, starts wanting to fight him, starts cussing. They're trying to walk him off the field. He high-fives someone in a Jamal Adams uniform, cusses out a heckler, and goes back. But in his defense, when he cleared up, he did apologize and said, you're a real one. You were looking out for my best interest. I am sorry. I was not acting myself. So, is that something or nothing? Jamal Adams, he's from Louisiana. He's not from Louisiana.
That's nothing, but I thought he was going to blame. It's a concussion. I was talking.
That's kind of what he said.
That's
yeah.
what it sounded like to me.
That's what I'd blame it on.
It's a concussion.
I would blame it on the concussion, of course. No one's going to question that. I mean, you're questioning it.
You're questioning it, but the doctor with the red hat, I saw the thing. I was like, ooh, baby, we got some action, yo.
Concussions, man. Avenged Sevenfold, and I can't say their name on the radio, but the Russian punk female band P Riot. I'll let you figure out what the P stands for.
We don't need an incident like my buddy had today on 95.7 The Game.
They collaborated. Avenged Sevenfold and P Riot collaborate for a song, We Love You More. Is that something or nothing?
I don't listen to either. Nothing.
I mean, I love P Riot. Avenged Sevenfold's cool. I like them, man. Some heavy rock. Oh, this one's kind of weird. Singer Imaza Gibson. She claims Jason Derulo signed her to a record deal, then requested sex. Is that something or nothing?
That could be something. We may have a Me Too movement again.
Jason Derulo, Miami guy, too. So,
yeah.
A California-based procrastinating book club finishes their first book after 28 years of existence.
Was this the Andrew Luck book club?
No, listen to this. Maybe you can understand why they're procrastinating so much. Mm-hmm. The book, Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce.
I've never heard of that book.
Have you ever tried to read James Joyce?
No.
I'm not trying to be uppity. Terrible. Ulysses, I tried to read it. I didn't know what was going on. And I should be always Irish, and it's the greatest book ever written. Everybody says Ulysses is great. I went one time to a trivia night, and I had a James Joyce question. I was like, and who in here actually really likes Ulysses? And everybody goes, no! Dude, James Joyce is a hard read, so I can see why it took him 28
years. What's a harder read, James Reed or Moby Dick?
Oh, James Joyce is 100 times harder than Moby Dick, man. War and Peace is tough, too. Not that I've ever read War and
Peace.
We'll
put it on a poll right now.
Whew, man. A couple gets into such a bad argument on a flight that it has to get diverted from London to Bangladesh. It is diverted to Vienna because the couple got into that bad of a fight. Is that something?
That's something. Because my plane's late. If someone's in a connector, they're screwed.
Have you ever been that guy or girl? You and your girl? You ever been that couple? Because I'm man enough to admit I've been that couple. You can tell it's going down. You're at a restaurant. You're with friends. There's alcohol. And you know it's going to happen. And all you're doing is this. Please, baby, just like you can yell in the car. You can yell me silly. I'll sleep outside. Just don't do it in public. And, you know, you're kind of trying to temper down. And then.
So I was always the one getting yelled at by my old friends group. That's why I don't talk to them anymore. I got yelled at the bar we used to go to. And I told them, bleep you, bleep blue, bleep you. You're cool, bleep you. And she got so mad at me, and she threw a drink at me and stuff.
It always sucks when the manager comes up and says, you need to pay your bill and leave now.
The manager took me aside and is like, you can leave or you could stay. Like, I'm leaving anyways. I don't want to see these people anymore. I said, I did this. Deuces.
I've been the couple that's getting along and watched the couple that are going at it.
Yes.
In public with the whole restaurant watching or the whole bar watching. I've also been the couple that's like, I never yell. I'm always like,
I try not to either. Yeah.
You literally can get home and just berate me and do whatever. Just don't do it in public. It's so much better watching it than actually being that couple that starts yelling.
Where is it better to watch? Is it better to watch it at a bar, a sports bar, or on the plane?
The worst place is the plane. Can't get out of there, bro. Imagine getting your flight diverted to Vienna. Ugh.
I've seen people go. I had people yelling on the plane once when I was going to Arizona because they didn't serve enough beer to the Eagle fans. When I was going to Phoenix.
Oh, that's Eagle fans.
No, the funny thing is the person didn't want to serve us, and she says, "I looked at her like, just I'm going to go to sleep and just I knocked myself out."
That's
actually
not a bad idea. Speaking of planes, custom officials in Minneapolis, Minnesota, seized giraffe poop from a traveler from Kenya. Said he was using it to make necklaces, something or nothing.
That's nothing. That dude should be arrested and stuff.
Contraband!
Send that guy to life in prison.
Last but not least, Joe Biden's German Shepherd commander has been removed from the White House because he bit a staffer.
I thought he took a poop in the Oval Office.
That too, yeah. Your biggest issue when I told you this story was, that's a terrible name for
it's
a dog.
It's the worst name. Commander? What is he? Did Dan Snyder pay him off to be the dog's name?
He's the Dan Snyder of dogs. Oh. All right, up next, we're going to get you ready for this Miami Dolphins-New York Giants game. Plus, Trevor's going to give you some of his locks of the week, some of your survivor picks, and we're going to give you our predictions here on Day at Night 560 WQAM.
Client comes to our firm after an accident. We have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, the loss of the enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Our clients don't seek charity. They seek justice. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
You're watching the game, having a watch party, the tailgate, whatever you're doing. If you are eating food, you got to get it from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Family owned and operated in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They have it all too. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PEC to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PEC to 321-321. That's PEC to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Due to overwhelming response, Diamonds Direct's most popular finance offer ever is being extended. You now have until this Saturday at 5 p.m. to take advantage of this once-a-year offer. Now through Saturday, make any purchase and you can spread your payments over 5 years with zero finance charges. No interest for 5 whole years. Where else in America can you get a finance rate of 0.0? That means a $10,000 engagement ring is just $167 a month, or an $8,000 pair of diamond stud earrings comes to around $135 a month. Everything's included. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pendants, all designer fashion jewelry, colored gemstone jewelry, and GIA certified diamonds. With interest rates going higher and higher everywhere else, Diamonds Direct comes to the rescue with this spectacular offer. But you must hurry. This special opportunity ends this Saturday and will not be extended again. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything. Get all the details, showroom hours, and directions at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-935-7144. 800-935-7144. 800-935-7144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. No matter who's on your roster, lineup, or lucky jersey, make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at Tito'sVodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Accidents happen. Did you know over 250,000 Americans die of accidents each year? If something happens to you, is your family protected to pay medical costs, household bills like mortgage or rent, and other critical expenses? You need to make sure your loved ones are protected no matter what. With the Goose Insurance app, you can get $100,000 of accidental death and dismemberment for just $9 a month. You heard that right. You can now get $100,000 in coverage for $9 a month. Guaranteed. And with the Goose Insurance app, you get instant coverage right from your phone in 60 seconds or less. Just text the word EVENT to 323232 to get an exclusive link to download the Goose app and get $100,000 in coverage in less than a minute. There are no medical questions and your coverage starts instantly. Don't wait. Make sure your loved ones are protected. Just text the word EVENT to 323232. Text EVENT to 323232 right now.
Insurance sold and administered by Goose Insurance Services Incorporated and underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a member of AIG. Limitations and exclusions may apply. Contact administrator for more details.
How often do you use your phone?
All the time, right?
Make sure you have the Odyssey app.
It's an easy way to listen to us wherever you are.
Make WQAM your favorite station
and take us wherever you go.
Big L, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
We're not done yet here on Day at Night 560 WQAM. We're just getting the weekend started. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to get to our predictions, but first, I want to get you ready for that Dolphins-Giants game. Some people say the Dolphins are going to roll. I don't know if they're going to roll, but I do hope that we just cruise. And one guy that is always cruising and rolling, my favorite guy on the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill. Cheetah! Now, last week,
when a cruising, it was a bruising that the Buffalo Bills put on our Dolphins. But Tyreek Hill says, look, it's one loss. R-E-L-A-X.
Nobody, you know, in this league can stop us, you know, except for ourselves. You feel me? So if we come out and don't execute, you know, pre-snap, you know, we get penalties pre-snap, then we're gonna put ourselves behind the eight ball, you know. So, I mean, teams can, you know, run two shell, you know, play man-to-man, do whatever they want to, but I feel like we have, you know, a good enough unit to make plays, you know. It doesn't matter who's getting the ball or, you know, what coach is calling, you know. So we have the dynamic playmakers to do anything that we need to do.
So he's saying, relax, it's on us. We got this. We're the only team that can beat us. We beat ourselves. I don't know, Buffalo kind of took it to us a little
Buffalo
bit.
Buffalo gave you the business.
Nonetheless, early in the season, it'll be different at the end of the season. But he's saying, relax, it's one loss. And if you're one of those people that, oh, no, the ship is falling apart, just mind your backside.
You know what, man? Guys been attacking it, man. Guys been, you know, working hard, competing against each other. And it's been fun, you know. Nobody's panicking. Nobody's doing nothing crazy, you know, nothing different. So, you know, I feel like the same is the same, you know. Everybody's still, I mean, obviously, you're going to have a few guys in the building, you know, kind of like with a tight, but, you know, they'll be all right, man.
Yeah, we're going to be all right. Trevor, even you should know that the Dolphins are okay. They're a good team.
It's the Giants. Why are we talking about this game?
I mean, look, you're not going to win them all, most likely.
I know, but it's the Giants.
Even your Philadelphia Eagles probably aren't going to win them all.
I know. I already said they're going to probably lose three or four games. I'm not worried anyways. Don't worry.
And neither should you as a Dolphins fan. Don't worry. It's Buffalo. They're good. They may be better than we thought they were going to be.
Yeah, you guys buried them way quick. I'll say that for sure.
Well, Cheetah, you know, to me, fastest man on the field. They asked about new rookie sensation Devon Achane. Is he the fastest player on the team? And Cheetah said something kind of surprising.
Hey, watching Devon Achane, have you ever watched him say, boy, he might just be a little bit faster than me?
I'll never say that. Why would I say that?
He's the fastest part time. Right,
well, what is it?
I don't remember what it is.
His is 21 point what? And mine is 22 point what?
Okay.
There you go. Now we talking.
Wait a minute. But number, last week
men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie, don't they? I'm just saying, though. You feel me? I've been doing this since what? 2016, baby. I'm the cheetah. You feel me? I'm the fastest in the game, and I'm the fastest in real life, too, though.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Client comes to our firm after an accident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, the loss of the enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
You're watching the game, having a watch party, your tailgate, whatever you're doing, if you are eating food, you got to get it from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Family owned and operated in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They have it all too. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, shrimp, fish, alligator, venison. DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah, the patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PEC to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PEC to 321-321. That's PEC to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Due to overwhelming response, Diamonds Direct's most popular finance offer ever is being extended. You now have until this Saturday at 5 p.m. to take advantage of this once-a-year offer. Now through Saturday, make any purchase and you can spread your payments over 5 years with zero finance charges. No interest for 5 whole years. Where else in America can you get a finance rate of 0.0? That means a $10,000 engagement ring is just $167 a month, or an $8,000 pair of diamond stud earrings comes to around $135 a month. Everything's included. Rings, earrings, bands, bracelets, pendants, all designer fashion jewelry, colored gemstone jewelry, and GIA certified diamonds. With interest rates going higher and higher everywhere else, Diamonds Direct comes to the rescue with this spectacular offer. But you must hurry. This special opportunity ends this Saturday and will not be extended again. 5 years, zero interest on anything and everything. Get all the details, showroom hours, and directions at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-935-7144. 800-935-7144. 800-935-7144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tito's Handmade Vodka on game day. Pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch. Root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. No matter who's on your roster, lineup, or lucky jersey, make Tito's your first round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at Tito'sVodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Accidents happen. Did you know over 250,000 Americans die of accidents each year? If something happens to you, is your family protected to pay medical costs, household bills like mortgage or rent, and other critical expenses? You need to make sure your loved ones are protected no matter what. With the Goose Insurance app, you can get $100,000 of accidental death and dismemberment for just $9 a month. You heard that right. You can now get $100,000 in coverage for $9 a month. Guaranteed. And with the Goose Insurance app, you get instant coverage right from your phone in 60 seconds or less. Just text the word EVENT to 323232 to get an exclusive link to download the Goose app and get $100,000 in coverage in less than a minute. There are no medical questions and your coverage starts instantly. Don't wait. Make sure your loved ones are protected. Just text the word EVENT to 323232. Text EVENT to 323232 right now.
Insurance sold and administered by Goose Insurance Services Incorporated and underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a member of AIG. Limitations and exclusions may apply. Contact administrator for more details.
How often do you use your phone?
All the time, right?
Make sure you have the Odyssey app.
It's an easy way to listen to us wherever you are.
Make WQAM your favorite station
and take us wherever you go.
Big L, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
We're not done yet here on Day at Night 560 WQAM. We're just getting the weekend started. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to get to our predictions, but first, I want to get you ready for that Dolphins-Giants game. Some people say the Dolphins are going to roll. I don't know if they're going to roll, but I do hope that we just cruise. And one guy that is always cruising and rolling, my favorite guy on the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill. Cheetah! Now, last week,
went a cruising, it was a bruising that the Buffalo Bills put on our Dolphins. But Tyreek Hill says, look, it's one loss. R-E-L-A-X.
Nobody, you know, in this league can stop us, you know, except for ourselves. You feel me? So if we come out and don't execute, you know, pre-snap, you know, we get penalties pre-snap, then we're gonna put ourselves behind the eight ball, you know. So, I mean, teams can, you know, run two shell, you know, play man-to-man, do whatever they want to. But I feel like we have, you know, a good enough unit to make plays, you know. It doesn't matter who's getting the ball or, you know, what coach is calling, you know. So we have the dynamic playmakers to do anything that we need to do.
So he's saying, relax, it's on us. We got this. We're the only team that can beat us. We beat ourselves. I don't know, Buffalo kind of took it to us a little
Buffalo
bit.
Buffalo gave you the business.
Nonetheless, early in the season, it'll be different at the end of the season. But he's saying, relax, it's one loss. And if you're one of those people that, oh, no, the ship is falling apart, just mind your backside.
You know what, man? Guys been attacking it, man. Guys been, you know, working hard, competing against each other. And it's been fun, you know. Nobody's panicking. Nobody's doing nothing crazy. You know, nothing different. So, you know, I feel like the same is the same. You know, everybody's still. I mean, obviously, you're gonna have a few guys in the building. You know, kind of like with a tight. But you know, they'll be all right, man.
Yeah, we're gonna be all right, Trevor. Even you should know that the Dolphins are okay. They're a good team.
It's the Giants. Why are we talking about this game?
I mean, look, you're not gonna win them all, most likely.
I know, but it's the Giants.
Even your Philadelphia Eagles probably aren't gonna win them all.
I know. I already said they're gonna probably lose three or four games. I'm not worried, anyways. Don't worry.
And neither should you, as a Dolphins fan. Don't worry. It's Buffalo. They're good. They may be better than we thought they were going to be.
Yeah, you guys buried them way quick. I'll say that for sure.
Well, Cheetah, you know, to me, fastest man on the field. They asked about new rookie sensation Devon Achane. Is he the fastest player on the team? And Cheetah said something kind of surprising.
Hey, watching Devon Achane, have you ever watched him say, boy, he might just be a little bit faster than me?
I'll never say that. Why would I say that?
The fastest part time. Right,
well, what is it?
I don't remember what it is.
His is 21 point what? And mine is 22 point what?
Okay.
There you go. Now we talking.
Wait a minute. But numbers, last week they...
Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie, don't they? I'm just saying, though. You feel me? I've been doing this since what? 2016, baby. I'm the cheetah. You feel me? I'm the fastest in the game, and I'm the fastest in real life, too, though. Like, I don't be talking my, excuse my language, I don't be talking my sh. But, you feel me? Like, I'd never let nobody take that crown from me. Like I'm going to hold on to that forever. Okay. So, Devon Achane, he fast, but I'm 9.98 fast. You feel me? I'm triple crown high school fast. You feel me? I'm junior Olympic fast. You feel me? I'm Mr. Houston. Nah, let me stop. Don't let me keep going on. Nah, but Devon fast, though. He definitely, I would say he's like the third fastest on this team, though. We got another kid on practice squad that's pretty fast. Ethan Bonner, white kid, fast. Rolling. He ran 22 and camp had me like, okay, this dude, okay. I may not call him out in the race.
Man, what's not to like about the cheetah right there? First of all, confidence. Got that. He got the speed. He's got the swagger. He's even shouting out guys on the practice team. Yeah, man, that's some good stuff right there.
Are we going to have this race like Chad Johnson promised us back in the day?
No,
like, I want this race to happen. Come on.
You got to be excited if you're a Dolphins fan. I love that we have a track team. I love speed because speed kills. Unless you get into a physical game with Buffalo, then it doesn't exactly kill. But nonetheless, I like that speed, man. I like the speed.
Of course, seven's coming.
No. Teron Armstead also, he's on the injured reserve. He's not going to be playing this weekend, but I don't think that's exactly breaking news. Not like Sandy Alcantara.
I, by the way, I found out about this, the tackle news when I was driving in the work. So.
Let's hear from Vic Fangio. His defense much maligned, especially after last week, and kind of asking him about his strategy. What were you doing with Stephon Diggs?
You know, we gave Diggs a lot of attention, obviously, and not enough, you know, as far as
not enough.
In hindsight, maybe, but I really don't feel bad about that decision. I mean, I have confidence in Cater, and it didn't work out. But the second guessing is justified.
Stuttering Stanley had to check as well. I have confidence in Cater. Like, really? because I don't after seeing that.
That was the most display of defense I've seen since maybe when like Kurt Coleman was playing.
And our dudes Channing Crowder and OG Aronde Gadsden said, at what point did Xavier Howard not say, I'm the leader, especially when it comes to the secondary, I take on the challenge. What, tell Cater, get back over there. Get over there. I got this. Never did.
No accountability on that defense. Hate to see it.
Vic Fangio, accountability, this D, it's not up to par.
Well, I just think our whole defense, you know, overall hadn't been as productive. And, you know, I think when overall, you know, speaking specifically about last week, you know, it affects everybody. So, you know, when the unit as a whole is not playing up to snuff, you know, both coaching and playing, you know, I think it affects everybody.
Yeah, not up to snuff. And when you get pounded into the ground like the Buffalo Bills did to you, it's got to hurt you a little bit, huh, Vic?
Oh, I think the reaction was what you would expect, a combination of disappointment. You know, pride is hurt. You know, upset. You know, everything rolled up in the one.
And another thing I've noticed about this defense, the pass rush hasn't been as great as I would hope for it. And Vic Fangio did address that, saying certain guys on the line, especially that defensive line, need to step up.
It's important. Everybody that's rushing the passer, that's part of your job description. And, you know, they need to do a better job of that. We need to do a better job of getting them in those positions.
Yeah, Christian Wilkins, Sealer, those guys, man, I expected more from them. I hate to be like that. We're still having a good season. I just expected more from that pass rush.
You know Trench has won championships, right?
I know.
I said this during the draft show, and I'm going to say it. Continue. Trench has won championships.
Teron Armstead not going to be in the trenches for a couple of games. Christian Wilkins, though, still a great player. He hadn't had those sexy numbers like we really thought he was going to have because it's a contract year. But it's still early in the season. It's a new system. I think we're still growing into Vic Fangio's system. So hopefully it'll be okay. Hopefully we'll be good. Like, it's a get-right week. You get the Giants. Take care of business. Once again, let's cruise.
It's going to be a lot of sad Giant fans, which I'm going to love, by the way. Sad Gigante fans.
Something else you love, Trevor? Maybe putting something down on the games. And if you're someone that likes to maybe put a little something down on the games, Trevor, you got some picks for us.
Ah, we got the picks. And I say we got funding from Meat Music, by the way, so I'm happy to say that. Where do you want to start off? Because there's a lot of great football this weekend. It is week 5 of the NFL. Where do you want to start off at?
I want to start off with that Cincinnati Bengals-Arizona Cardinals game.
Let's go to the Valley of the Sun. You are looking live between the Bengals and the Cardinals. Cardinals kept it close. They should have covered versus those San Francisco 49ers. Zach Ertz, you're killing me. Give me the Arizona Cardinals of Josh Dobbs.
Whoa, what's the spread, 3?
It is at 3-point dog right now. Give me the Cardinals. Josh Dobbs. He may be a future backup, maybe a starter for another tankable team that needs a quarterback soon.
I just feel as though Cincinnati, speaking of gets right, gets a little more right this week and actually goes away. But hey, man, this is all you. What else you got?
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't trust that calf right now. That calf's worrying me right now.
That calf's got me scared, too.
That is, too. Let's go to London, because I know everyone's going to be watching this London game.
The London Jaguars.
The soon-to-be London Jaguars. The Jaguars, they are stayed over there for 2 weeks in a row, like the dude from Home Alone, almost.
Yeah, there you go.
So give me the Bills 5.5. Come on.
Oh, you like the 5.5?
I like the Bills. I don't think the Jaguars are totally there yet, but this is also a rematch of the horrible playoff game we all had to watch between Tyrod Taylor and Blake Bortles.
Got anything else?
Oh yeah, let's go to Foxborough, Saints and Patriots.
Ugh.
The worst game of the weekend.
And I'm about to vomit in my mouth.
Is it Bill Belichick? People are going to run him out of town, which Boston's doing right now.
Take the under.
The under of 39? We are taking that of 39.
39?
Yes, we are taking that under.
Maybe they play 3 times.
We're taking the under on that and give me the Saints to beat up the Patriots. And also, let's look out for a lot of empty seats in Gillette Stadium, by the way. Patriot fans aren't happy right now.
Saints fans aren't traveling.
No, here's the other thing. Patriot fans are trying to run Bill Belichick out of town right now.
That's crazy.
It's so funny.
It's absolutely nuts.
It's literally Don Shula all over again. Let's go to SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, where there's going to be more Eagle fans than Rams fans. Eagles, 4.5-point favorites versus the Rams. Give me the Eagles. They got a few questions of no Cam Jurgens, no Fletcher Cox. Jalen Carter's the man right now. How do you drop to 10? Gotta love it. And let's go to Vegas, Monday Night Football. How many Packer fans do you think will be at this game?
A lot.
You think it'll be like...
Oh, people in Wisconsin, man, they want to get the hell out of there, man. I live there. They love to travel.
I think it's going to be 95% Packer fans in Vegas.
It'll be a lot.
So I've been told hotels are slim to none right now in the Vegas. If you think Pittsburgh was bad, the Packer fed is taking over
Wisconsin
Vegas.
Wisconsin people love to travel.
But give me the Raiders to beat up on the Patriots.
Just win, baby!
Just win, baby! And those are the picks for the week right
that's
now.
That's what
for week
I'm
five.
Talking about right there. Maybe Trevor can make you a little bit of money while he makes himself a little bit of money. Of course,
the survivor pick is Buffalo, by the way.
Survivor pick is Buffalo.
Yes, in London. I don't trust a team in London 2 weeks in a row. I said last week was Texans and Jags. I told it to a few of my listeners out there. Go with those two teams. The Steelers stink. The Jaguars over Falcons. Desmond Ridder stinks on dry ice right now.
All right. There you have it right there. Now it is time for us to do the predictions of the South Florida teams. We need scores and winners. None of this. If they do this, they'll win. If they do this, nah. You got to go on the record. So let's start off tomorrow, 8 o'clock at night, Miami Hurricanes, Georgia Tech, Hard Rock Stadium. Trevor, what you got?
ACC Network, by the way. Check your local listings.
And right here on 560 WQAM.
As well, get to enjoy the call from
Joe Sakacki, Don Bailey Jr.,
and Josh Starr on the sideline. Give me the Canes, 34-7.
Woo! A whooping. I'm taking a cruise in. I'm going to say 30-17.
Okay. It'll be
Miami
close.
Hurricanes.
I'll take that.
30-17. Cruising. They'll keep them at arm's length most of the way.
I don't trust this Georgia Tech team at all. That's why.
I don't think they're that good.
I don't think so either.
So I got to take care of business. Enter Miami tomorrow. First things first. Does Messi play?
No.
Do they win?
No, I'm sorry to let you down.
Score?
1-1 draw.
Ooh, very nice. So tomorrow, FC Cincinnati, they've got a score to settle with the way we took care of them in the semifinal of the U.S. Open Cup. We had Messi. I think we get Messi back. I think he plays about 30 minutes. And I do not think we have enough firepower to beat FC Cincinnati, to be honest with you. I do think it's like a 3-2 game.
I can see that. Maybe a 4-1 game like that. That's their Wednesday night.
They've got a lot to prove. You can tell they're pretty upset.
They're donezo right now.
And now we've kind of been alluding to what we think is going to happen this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock. It is going to get the pregame going at 9 o'clock in the morning here on 560 WQM. But you got Dolphins, Giants. Dolphins are a very good team. Giants look like they stink. What you got, Trevor?
Sure. You should know this from me. I hate the Giants. Give me the Dolphins.
It's not about love and hate. It's about your wallet.
No, it is that. But give me the Dolphins 31. Give me Dolphins 31-10. Also, I can't wait to see sad Giant fans leaving Hard Rock Stadium this weekend.
Wear your Giants jerseys and take your loss.
Yes.
Yeah, I do think the Dolphins, once again, this is a cruising weekend. Hopefully they will cruise. I don't think they're going to cruise as easily as you think. I don't think the Dolphins are 70-20, but I also don't think the Giants are as bad as everyone making them out to be. They're a professional team. They have a lot of pride.
No O-line. No
I know.
Saquon.
You and I are playing offensive line for the Giants, and that's saying a lot.
By the way, I got to give you a mission. You got to find me two jerseys. A Kerry Collins jersey and a Jeremy Shockey jersey.
That's not going to be a problem. Jeremy Shockey played at the U.
Jeremy Shockey's very... Kerry Collins, always a fun one to find.
Kerry Collins, it's a tough one, man. I'll never forget him walking out of the police precinct drunk as hell. Man, that was a bad look.
Yes.
We've all done it. Nonetheless, I still think the Dolphins, it's going to be a little closer than you might think. I'm going to go with a 34-30. The Dolphins win.
You're expecting a lot of that Giants offense, which I'm not trusting.
Nah, you know, I think it's going to be a 3-point game, to be honest with you. I think the Dolphins win, but...
You're taking the Giants to cover. Because right now, the Giants
I definitely take the Giants.
Have you seen what the
it's
spread is?
It's a huge spread.
It's 12.5.
Yeah, it's too much. I believe in the Dolphins. I just don't believe that they're going to walk like they did against the Broncos. I also said I didn't think they were going to walk against the Broncos. So maybe I'm a little superstitious. Maybe not. I don't know.
This ain't your mother's G-men.
Man, they do look like my mom. That's not knocking Big Lynn. That's knocking the G-Men. Oh, goodness gracious. A little too curvy for me, if you know what I mean. Not in a good way.
I hear you.
Well, we got a big weekend ahead. Let's cruise through it all, Trevor. I'm cruising on out of here. You're cruising on out. I'll see you tomorrow, noon to 4, right here, Sports Day, 560 WQAM. Trevor, I know you're going to be on the pregame for at least the Dolphins, maybe even some Hurricanes action.
I'll be here for Hurricanes. I'll be cutting those liners up. You could see my beautiful mug before the Dolphins and Giant game. Then I'm going to go rush home, get ready to watch Eagles-Rams at 4:05. By the way, shoot your shot if you got one, by the way.
Let's cruise this weekend. I am Dan Day for Trevor Harris. This has been Sports Day at Night on 560 WQAM.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.